Trinity4Radio.com.
Building champions through fitness, finances, and faith. At Trinity Wellness, we believe that through practical application of God's Word, your health and your wealth will be transformed. Trinity Wellness offers top-notch training in exercise, nutrition, and supplementation, and provides the tools to help stabilize and improve your bank account. Let Trinity Wellness be your transformation destination to a new outlook on fitness, finances, and your faith. Find us on Facebook or give us a call at 509-217-8016.
Abraham, David, John the Baptist, and Jesus were all seeking a wilderness experience when they would flee to the desert. Join Higher Ascent for a one-day or multi-day wilderness experience where we seek God in the stillness. Visit us at higherascent.com.
She's Gone Country with Becky is proud to have as our charity team Western Wishes, making the dreams of seriously ill children and young adults who love the Western way of life to come true. Western Wishes, leaving the legacy of goodwill the cowboy way. Find out more at westernwishes.org.
Grace Rio Silver was founded in 1997. Our goal today remains the same as it was back then, to provide you, our customer, with a quality buckle. Call today and visit with one of our family design experts about your next trophy buckle. From 1 to 100, each is individually made by hand, one at a time. Remember, at Trace Rios, our only limit is your imagination. Trace Rio Silver, Llano, Texas. 800-550-7535. Or you can find us on the web at traceriosilver.com. Proud to be a part of She's Gone Country with Becky.
This is 4Radio, a media platform used to elevate voices and empower dreams. And now, She's Gone Country with Becky Christensen Phillips.
At a room on the strip for 10 years in Vegas. Every night she looks in the mirror and she only ages. She's been reading about Nashville and all the records that everybody's buying. Says I'm a simple girl myself, grew up on Long Island. So she packs her bags to try her hand, says this might be my last chance. She's gone country, look at them boots. She's gone country, back to her roots. She's gone country, a new kind of suit. She's gone country, here she comes.
Welcome to She's Gone Country with Becky, and this is your host, Becky Christensen Phillips, and I just want to welcome everyone to the show tonight. It's Monday evening, it's 6 o'clock, and starting a new week after the holiday, so I just want to invite everyone who is listening live or listening in the archives or via the internet, grab yourself a cup of coffee, maybe a cup of tea if it's warm where you're at. Where I'm at, it's really cold. And come and sit down and join us for the next hour. We're going to have a fun show. So much is going on. There's so much excitement in the air. It's always fun this time of year. And we'll talk about all that as we get into the evening. excuse me. She's Gone Country is welcoming a very special lady to the show tonight. But I'm first going to introduce my beautiful host, Vicki Christensen. Vicki, are you there?
I am here, Becky. Good evening, everyone.
We are just excited for this broadcast tonight. And if you're a new listener to the show tonight, I just want to give you a little bit of background on what the show is all about. She's Gone Country is here to elevate and empower cowgirls and cowboys, loving God and living the country lifestyle. And we're doing this in hopes to inspire and educate those who don't, that way that we can keep the culture of the American cowboy alive. There's so much to be given back to our community in way of the way the country and the cowboy, the country lifestyle and the cowboy lifestyle is and the culture that we live. And I just think that it's getting put on the back burner, it's falling to the wayside, and it's getting lost in this busy, busy technological age that we live in, this urban movement that we're in. There's a gap in this generation with the generations before. And so I really, really am, you know, it's my prayer tonight that the Lord would just bless the show tonight, that you would really hear the heart of our guest, because she has such an amazing story. She has such an plethora of history to share with those that are listening that either, one, have no idea what country living and cowboy living is all about, or two, just want to hear some really exciting and interesting stories of times gone by and times that have come and where they're going. I'm just excited. So I'm going to turn it over to my host, Vicki, and let her introduce our guest tonight. So Vicki, go ahead and take the floor.
Thank you, Becky. Again, listeners, as Becky stated, we have a very special guest, and she has certainly lived the Western lifestyle. She's promoted it. And she continues to do that on a daily basis. Our guest this evening is Kay Doring Hinch. Kay lives in Oregon. She has an extensive rodeo background. She is definitely a lady who represents the Western way of life. Kay, we're so happy to have you here with us. Good evening.
Good evening, Vicki. It's so nice to be here. I feel very honored.
Well, we are the ones that are honored, and before the evening is over, I know that all our listeners will also feel as honored as Becky and I feel tonight having you here. I know that we also have another guest on the phone, and he'll be joining in from time to time on the conversation, and that's your son, Greg Doring, and Greg is a former PRCA bullfighter. Greg, nice to have you on board tonight.
Good evening. Welcome to be listening in and partaking.
That's awesome. Well, Kay, you know, of course, Becky and I, you know, all of us growing up in the Northwest, and this, again, you know, the guest tonight, Kay, is very near and dear to both Becky and my heart, because we, you know, we grew up together in the Northwest, and Kay, you have an extensive rodeo background. If you just maybe just to start out the evening, just kind of share a little bit of your background with our listeners tonight.
I'd be happy to, Vicki. Well, I was born in Cottage Grove, Oregon, and I did have quite an interest in rodeo from pretty darn young. By the time I was 14, I was a rodeo queen of the Lane County Junior Rodeo, and the following 2 years I competed extensively at that rodeo. I even took my hand at riding steers. And I had a goal in mind. There was a beautiful all-around champion saddle for the girls and one for the boys, and I had my heart set on it. And I did win that at the age of 15. And again at 16, however, that year they decided not to give a saddle, and I just got a trophy. But that was my start. I was really inexperienced. I even was in the roping, but I had no idea what I was doing, actually. So did a little better, though, on the racehorses. And so that was a fun way to get started in rodeo. And then a little later on, I married a rodeo cowboy, Carl Deering. And so we started rodeoing. At that time, there wasn't any event for women in rodeo, but soon people got interested in barrel racing, and then I did also. In the meantime, I did some rodeo timing, but I was excited when barrel racing became a sport included even in professional rodeo, because it wasn't long before we did turn professional, and so that was exciting. To be truthful, I never was a great barrel racer. I loved it with all my heart, but sometimes my competitive spirit got in my way and I got too nervous. So I'm not going to be on here saying what a great barrel racer I was, because I wasn't. I did enjoy it, and I did get a few good horses going pretty good, but then I would sell them to somebody that was traveling more extensively than I was. And that was kind of the way it was. At that time, I was married to Carl, and he was the old-fashioned type of cowboy, you know, a little bit on the controlling order. So I kind of knew my place and wasn't allowed to do some things that I might like to have. Like, I wasn't allowed to go to any other barrel races, just the ones where he was clowning and had the contract. So that kind of stymied me a little bit. But I'm happy that today girls have an opportunity to do so much more, whether they're sports rodeo or whether, like my granddaughters, it's involved in the sports at school, playing volleyball and softball and basketball. I think that's a wonderful thing that girls have so many more opportunities today. And I would like to say that I am still doing things. I don't believe that age should be a detriment to what you do. And I think I got that directly from my father, because my dad, his name was John Brighton Leonard, he got interested in rodeo after he was 40 years old. We moved out of town, and he hadn't ridden since he was back a kid in Missouri. So he decided that he wanted to rodeo because his son was starting to do that, and he wanted to join right in. And he actually rode steers. He did the wild cow milking. He did calf roping, and he did steer wrestling. And then finally settled into team roping, which he did for quite some time until his health deteriorated. So it's no wonder that I decided that I can still do anything that the young girls can. Of course, I really can't, but nobody better tell me that, because I really do still try. And I got involved in the 40-something cowgirls, and we'll talk about that a little later with the founder, Christy Williams. And then I found the sport of team sorting, which I really love, and it's my passion today. And also along with that passion, I am very interested in helping young girls as much as I can and showing them that it isn't so terrible to be older, that you still can do the things you love if you have the determination and will. Is that enough of a background, Vicki?
You've given us so much to touch upon. I just want to say, Kay, that you truly are one of the pioneers that inspire all of us, because you continue to live it, to work it, to do it, and to follow your passion today. And, you know, because of what you contributed years ago, even though perhaps you weren't allowed to do a lot of things, but what you did contribute has brought the rodeo to women as we know it today in the WPRA. You were a great contributor today, and for that we're very grateful. Becky, I know that you have some questions. We're going to visit a little bit later here about the 40-something cowgirls and team sorting and everything like that, but I know that, you know, Kay probably has some special stories to share from her past where she really, you know, point some things out that changed her life in different directions. Becky, do you have any questions?
Well, you know, I spent a little bit of time listening with Kay yesterday, visiting with her, and it was just such a joy. I love listening to men and women that have gone before me and done things that have stories to tell me, because I don't know what it was like before I came around and where my memories kick in. So to hear stories from Kay, and of course I remember Kay from when I was just a little girl. I remember Greg when he was bullfighting and in Roseburg running around underneath the grandstands kicking dirt. But I was reading the bio, and what I found interesting, and I'd like Kay to maybe share with a little bit, she stated in her bio, and she stated as we were talking online here, and Kay, actually, I'm going to pose the question, and then we're going to go to commercial break and come back, and then we'll go into it. But you had mentioned in your bio that you and Carl, and this is, I think, where my earliest memory comes back, were on the Umpqua Valley Roundup Board, and Carl was the president. And there came a time where you said you wanted to be president. And you touched earlier about how, you know, back in those days, you know, you only went where Carl went. You only did where Carl competed. So I'd love to hear how that played out and how that conversation went and how and what the end result was, and have you share with our audience that transition and what came of that and, you know, the things that you learned in all of that as you ran the Umpqua Valley Roundup. So if you would ponder that for a second. We're going to take a quick commercial break and identification, and when we come back, we'll continue to talk with Kay Doring Finch and Greg Doring.
4radio.com.
Building champions through fitness, finances, and faith. At Trinity Wellness, we believe that through practical application of God's Word, your health and your wealth will be transformed. Trinity Wellness offers top-notch training in exercise, nutrition, and supplementation, and provides the tools to help stabilize and improve your bank account. Let Trinity Wellness be your transformation destination to a new outlook on fitness, finances, and your faith. Find us on Facebook or give us a call at 509-217-8016. Since 1997, Tres Rios Silver has been providing custom handmade trophy buckles at an affordable price. Family owned, your business is important to us. We are big enough to meet your needs, but small enough to provide that personal touch. Give us a call today at 800-550-7535 and speak with someone on our design staff. Or go online to www.tresriosilver.com. Let us help you design your next trophy buckle. That's Tres Rios Silver, Llano, Texas.
Abraham, David, John the Baptist, and Jesus were all seeking a wilderness experience when they would flee to the desert. Join Higher Ascent for a one-day or multi-day wilderness experience where we seek God in the stillness. Visit us at higherascent.com.
She's Gone Country with Becky is proud to have as our charity team Western Wishes, making the dreams of seriously ill children and young adults who love the Western way of life to come true. Western Wishes, leaving the legacy of goodwill the cowboy way. Find out more at westernwishes.org.
ForRadio.com.
Welcome back to She's Gone Country with Becky, and this is your host, Becky Christensen-Phillips, and I just want to say thank you so much for tuning in tonight. Whether you are calling in and listening live or if you're listening to the radio show via the Internet, please know that you can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/Soul Sister Radio, and you can find our show there. And you can also go ahead and hop on there and get a free Blog Talk Radio account, and when you do that, you're able to visit with us in our chat room. And we do have some guests in the chat room, so I just want to welcome them to the show, and thank you so much for joining us tonight. We are visiting with a lovely, lovely lady that has just, you know, touched us in a very special way. She's been around and has such a background in our community as far as country and rodeo goes. And we're visiting with Kay Doring Pinch, and we also have her son with us, Greg Doring. And before the commercial break, we just were touching on a little bit about who she is and where she's been and where she's come from. And I just posed a question to her. I know that she said when she was married to Carl that she traveled around him and barrel raced at the rodeos that he was bullfighting at and really didn't venture out too far from that. But in her bio, she talked about how Carl and herself were on the Umpqua Valley Roundup Committee. And Umpqua Valley Roundup was my hometown rodeo growing up in Roseburg, Oregon. That's where I was born and raised, and that was the big event that we got to attend each year in our town. And that's where all of our family and our all the Rugrats got together. It was just always a great time. And so Kay talked about in her bio that she shared with us that she stepped up and decided that she wanted to spearhead the rodeo and be president. And I just wanted to find out how that transition ended up and took place and what doors that opened and what she learned from that. So, Kay, if you're there, would you want to address that?
I'd be happy to, Becky. You know, it's no wonder that I wanted to do something like that, because when I was just really quite young, 14 or so, my father, John Brighton Leonard, was president of the Cottage Grove Rodeo. And before they had a rodeo, he was the president of the Cottage Grove Riding Club, is what I should have said. And he went up to Christensen Brothers Ranch in Eugene to talk to them about putting on a professional rodeo. And I begged to go along. And so I was up there when I was really, I don't think I was even 14 at the time. I think I was probably younger than that. But my dad was the president, and he helped promote that rodeo. And my mother timed it. And so I thought all of that was perfectly normal and what a person was supposed to do. So when Carl got involved in the Umpqua Valley Roundup, it was kind of on the skid, so to speak, and he wanted it to be a good professional rodeo, and under his leadership, it had the biggest prize money that they ever had in its history. And he got it up to the point where it was the third largest rodeo in the state of Oregon. Unfortunately, in years later, it did go downhill, and now is not even in existence. But I was the secretary a time or two, because in that era, that's what women did. They just were the secretary. They didn't get involved other than that. They were smart enough to take minutes, you know, but and fix the coffee. Well, that didn't quite fit my idea of who I was, and so when Carl said he was ready to step down, I told him that I would like to run for president. And he looked at me for a minute and said, well, okay, if you think you can do the job, I'll back you, but I'm not going to back you if you do a poor job. And I said, took off the challenge, and I said, I think I can handle it. And it wasn't the most popular deal that a woman was going to try to run for president. I remember particularly one gentleman was said he didn't really want to be president, but he was going to run against me just so that I wouldn't get it because he didn't think it was the right thing to do to have a woman heading the deal. Well, I explained to him that it wasn't because I thought that I was trying to make a point. I wasn't doing it because I was a woman. I was doing it because I had the rodeo background. I went to a lot of rodeos every year. I knew what it took to put on a really good rodeo, and I wanted to do this because I had the extra time. I wasn't working out of the house at that point in time, so I had more time to devote to it. And I thought that women were usually pretty darn good about getting people on board, getting more people involved, letting people do the things that they were good at. And you know, a good leader is somebody that can get other people to do their part, too, and let them all be a part of it. So anyway, Carl accepted the idea. He was happy, and he was pleased with me when it was all said and done, and I was particularly proud because my competitor for the title was the one that talked all the other guys into taking up a collection and presenting me with a very pretty necklace in the middle of the arena. So
I did all right. Well, you know, you definitely, this is Becky, and I just have to say, Kay, thank you for doing that because, you know, I think what you show when you step up like that, and especially, you know, in previous years gone by. I know for me, when I stepped into the position of the superintendent in Spokane, it was more of just like what you were saying. You know, I was sitting and I was watching an event, and I remember the first few years that I'd seen it, I actually left the rodeo because I couldn't believe it was a PRCA rodeo because in my mind, I knew what a PRCA rodeo looked like or what it was supposed to look like in my mind. And so I remember walking into the office and just saying, when I was working for an advertising company, and I don't know how I connected with Dolly, but I think she just didn't believe I was a Christensen is what it was because she knew Grandpa and my dad and Uncle Henry and all them, and she's like, oh, no way, there's no Christensen in Spokane. And so I just told her, she said, you don't like the way the rodeo looks? I said, no. She says, well, if you think you can do a better job, why don't you come on board and do it? And so about that time when she taught me everything I knew, I did just what she said. I wanted to have a good event and something that the community could be proud of. And like you and Carl, Grant and I took that rodeo and brought it from nothing. We got the rodeo purse increased. And when we left, at the top of the game there at Spokane, it had just won Small Rodeo of the Year for the Columbia River Circuit. So that was pretty exciting. So I think women can do a fine job. And there's always enough men to help us out.
That's
well,
right.
I hear Greg laughing, too.
Yeah.
So we kind of had to pass things on there a little bit. I had my hand in it after Mom stepped down, and I worked quite a bit on sponsorship there and decided the only way to grow a little bit further would be if we got sponsorship money for each event. But anyway, she set, between Mom and Dad, set things in place there so we could grow and put on one of the finest rodeos in the Northwest. And it was always really fun working with the Christensen brothers and them bringing their fine stock there. And And I was just proud to give a little bit back to the rodeo along with my mom.
Well, you know what, Greg, this is Vicki, and I can honestly say, you know, the Deering family throughout the years has played such an important role in my life personally. And, you know, your mom, Kay, was such a great influence on my life for many years, and learning through her and having her mentor me in my years is when I was in Quad Valley Roundup Queen. Oh, my gosh, we are really taking it back now. But listening to your mom and Becky both talk, you know, as women, you know, proud to say that we held homes together and we raised children and we cooked and cleaned. We did those things that we are supposed to do, but we also stepped out in faith because God gave us the knowledge that we could. And the Umpqua Valley Roundup really is, it's really a very special time in so many lives, and to be the third largest pro rodeo in the state of Oregon at one time is phenomenal. And, Greg, you played an important part in that as well. How many years were you involved, Greg?
I think I was involved 3 or 4 years. And even after I moved to Portland, I commuted back and forth for all the board meetings for one year and decided that was a little too much of a commute to continue to be on the board after that.
You know, Vicki, excuse me, but this is Kay, and I would like to bring up what's kind of appropriate right now with Miss Rodeo America pageant starting, that was one thing that I did that was a lot of fun was when Vicki was president of our rodeo, she decided she wanted to run for Miss Rodeo Oregon. Well, I tried, after she won that and did a beautiful job, I tried to get her to wait a year to do the national competition just because she was only 18, or we're maybe even 17 at the time. But no, she was ready and wanted to do it then. And I was so very happy to help her prepare for that competition. And she did such a beautiful job for us. I'm thoroughly convinced the only reason she didn't just win it hands down was because she was young. And, you know, at 18, you're not able to discuss world politics and all the things that they threw at them with as much authority as a little older girl that's had a few years in college. But she did beautifully, and I'll never forget how wonderful she was and how proud I was when she won the horsemanship division. And I believe you came in second, didn't you, Vicki?
You know, and boy, we are really taking it back then. I know it was not 5K, but you know, I think about those days, and like you said, especially today, because right now in Las Vegas, Nevada, the Miss Rodeo America pageant kicked off today, and it brought back a flood of memories because that was a very special time in my life, and it the things that I learned from you and the roads we traveled together with the help of, you know, some other great, great team members. But they really set the course for the future for what I do today and where I am. And so I'll forever be grateful. So it was an honor to post a very old Miss Rodeo Oregon picture on Facebook tonight that said, in honor of today's pageant.
I saw that.
This is Becky,
really,
and I just... Go ahead, Greg.
Oh, I was just saying that, yeah, Vicki did just an excellent job of representing the state in the Northwest that summer, not only as part of Christensen Brothers, but as Miss Rodeo Oregon. And, you know, I know we were all pulling for her at the time.
Well, thank
you. She's always been my hero.
Oh, thank you all so much. Well, I have a question, and this is a question for Kay. And again, Kay, it goes back to being the person you are, the woman you are, and the pioneer in sport and laying the road, you know, for so many people. But, you know, you were just recently, you earned the title of the 2012 Lynch Sporting National Competition. You were the Oregon Washington champion state beginner's title. Is that correct? Could you tell us a little bit about what you do now and how horses are still such an important part of your life?
Oh, I'd love to. You know me, if I can talk about horses, I'm a happy camper. Well, in 2010, I got involved with the 40-something cowgirls. And as part of that, they had a clinic on team sorting. And I had never even heard of it, I don't think, at that time. And Ted Williams, one of the co-founders with his wife, Christy, put on a clinic on team sorting. And it was such fun. I just was immediately hooked because team sorting is an event that any person of any age can do. Unlike team penning, which you have to run your horse the full length of the arena, team sorting is more contained. So it's not so wild and woolly. There's a lot more finesse, and you really need a horse that knows cattle and is willing to work cattle. So I got to working on my skills. I've been to quite a few clinics, and I was fortunate enough then to get a really wonderful horse. I think God was helping me on that deal, because I purchased a horse from Ann and Jerry Johnson. And Jerry had ridden this horse to a lot of sortings all over the United States and Canada. But she had some hock problems, and so they were going to sell her at still a price that I probably couldn't have afforded. And when I was discussing it with them, she had a little spell where she limped going down the road, and Ann called me and said, you know, I don't really think I can sell her to you as a sound horse, because she acted like she had hurt herself. And I jumped off, but she hadn't stepped on anything, and said, I think those hocks are maybe worse than I thought, so I really, you know, wouldn't feel right about selling her to you as a sound, the horse that you could go ahead and sort on. Well, I thought about it for a few days, and she just didn't leave my mind, so I called her back and said, you know, I'd still like to come over and take a look at her, how's she doing and everything, and I offered her a lesser price if I got along with her, and I was able to buy her, and it just turned out to be such a blessing, because Tiara has taught me a lot of it. That's her name is Tiara Tomboy, and so I got really involved. The RSNC, which is Ranch Sorting National Competition, came up into our area for the first time in 2012. And Frank Prattle and his wife, Chris Lynn, did some promotions there. And so we finally had an opportunity to get involved in this national organization, which is a new one, too. And I was very, very fortunate. I won the beginning sorting title for the state of Oregon and Washington, and that put me in their Hall of Fame. It made me eligible to go to their national finals competition. I decided that probably Tiara and I weren't quite of the right age to go clear to Fort Worth to compete, so I didn't get to go any further than just in the Northwest, but it was a great thing, and if anyone wants to find a good family sport that requires some good horsemanship, but it's not, you know, something that's going to hopefully get your children injured, and it's just a wonderful sport. I could go on and on about it, and maybe it would be a good idea to talk a little about what team sorting is. Perhaps not everyone is familiar.
Okay, I am really excited to hear about this, and I think it's important also, you know, what's amazing about your story and your testimony is how you stay so young at heart. I'm going to take a quick commercial break, so when we come back, I do know that we have Donna Lynn has joined us, so she is on the phone. And we also have your guest that you invited, Christy, to the show, the founder of 40-something Cowgirls, So when we come back from our commercial break, I'd love for you to share a little bit more about what we're discussing now with your team, Penny, and then we can go into the last segment where we talk about 40-something cowgirls. And I know, you know, Greg got you all encouraged to go on to that, and we can bring everybody else on the mic. And if there's anybody listening in the queue that wants to join us, please feel free to dial 1, and you'll be put into the host queue. And if you have a question for our guest, just let our producer Maria know, and she will be sure to cue me to let me know you're there and that you want to come on. So we will come back. And right before the break, just a little plug, anyone who likes Monday Night Football, the Seahawks were up 17-0, so I'm just real excited about that. We'll be right back.
4Radio.com.
Building champions through fitness, finances, and faith. At Trinity Wellness, we believe that through practical application of God's Word, your health and your wealth will be transformed. Trinity Wellness offers top-notch training in exercise, nutrition, and supplementation, and provides the tools to help stabilize and improve your bank account. Let Trinity Wellness be your transformation destination to a new outlook on fitness, finances, and your faith. Find us on Facebook or give us a call at 509-217-8016.
Abraham, David, John the Baptist, and Jesus were all seeking a wilderness experience when they would flee to the desert. Join Higher Ascent for a one-day or multi-day wilderness experience where we seek God in the stillness. Visit us at higherascent.com.
She's Gone Country with Becky is proud to have as our charity team Western Wishes, making the dreams of seriously ill children and young adults who love the Western way of life to come true. Western Wishes, leaving the legacy of goodwill the cowboy way. Find out more at westernwishes.org. Trust Rio Silver was founded in 1997. Our goal today remains the same as it was back then, to provide you, our customer, with a quality buckle. Call today and visit with one of our family design experts about your next trophy buckle. From 1 to 100, each is individually made by hand, one at a time. Remember, at Trust Rio's, our only limit is your imagination. That's Trust Rio Silver, Llano, Texas. 800-550-7535 or find us on the web, TrustRioSilver.com. Proud to be part of She's Gone Country with Becky.
4Radio.com.
Well, welcome back to She's Gone Country with Becky. This is your host, Becky Christensen Phillips, and we are just sitting around the phone tonight and having a nice chit-chat with our guest, and we just want to welcome you back to the show if you're listening live on our toll-free number, 347-857-3760, and you have some questions for our guest, please feel free to press 1 and come into the queue and let us know you're there. And we'll try and get you onto the show so you can speak with our guests. If you're in our chat room on blogtalkradio.com and you have any questions for our guests, please feel free to enter them there, and I'll be sure to make those questions get aired as we're talking this last segment of the show. And I just want to say thank you so much to our guests tonight. We have with us Kay Doring Pinch, and we also have with her guest tonight is her son Greg Doring, and I believe she has another guest calling in. I'll go ahead and turn the floor back over to Kay and let her introduce the friend that she's invited to the show from 40-something Cowgirls, and we'll just segue right into what that is all about and what that's done for Kay and what that organization is doing for our other gals out there in the community. Kay, are you there? Kay, are you there? And Vicki, are you there?
Okay, there. I'm sorry,
either.
I pressed the hold button and forgot to press it again. I apologize.
That's what happens
when you get an old gal on the show. I would love to talk a little about the 40-something Cowgirls and introduce you to a wonderful person who started it all. But I'd like to tell you what it did for me. In 2010, I had moved to the little town of Brownsville, Oregon. Not too many years before that, when I had remarried and was, very happy, but having a hard time getting to know anybody and not getting to ride much, even though I had a horse and a place to ride, I didn't really have anyone to ride with. And I got a call from a very nice gal, Denise Richards, who was the president, or only they call them queens here, the queen of the Rusty Wranglers chapter of the 40-something Cowgirls. And I had no idea what she was talking about. I hadn't heard of this wonderful organization, but I soon found out about it. And I think since we've got an expert here, we'll just let Christy Williams, who co-founded it with her wonderful husband, Ted, and tell you what a great organization is and what it's done for so many women around the country. Are you there, Christy?
I am here, Kay. How are you?
I'm fine.
You sound wonderful, as usual.
Tell us all about the 40-something cowgirls.
Well, Kay, I have to start by telling a little story about you. We'll do 40-something cowgirls. We're a national organization of horsewomen. We started in Oregon. My husband and I had moved temporarily from Texas to Oregon, and I found myself in the middle of nowhere and not knowing anyone, but yet my husband continued to train horses, and we knew that there was a need of women that wanted to meet each other and be together and share in this wonderful experience that we all share with horses. Denise Richards was a gal that I had run across. She had sort of stalked us, and it's sort of a running joke, and contacted me, and we began 40-something cowgirls with our first chapter in Albany, Oregon, called the Rusty Wranglers. Denise was very active in that chapter. She got it going, that we had members all over the place, and I'll never forget her calling me and saying, I have found this gal on Facebook who she stalked. She was a stalker, and she said, she is wonderful. She has pictures. She has history. She's been in the rodeo world. You know, she's still active and going. She's beautiful, wonderful, spirited. You've got to, you know, meet this lady. I've contacted her. I want her to become a part of our chapter. And lo and behold, Kay joined 40-something Cowgirls, and I had the pleasure of meeting Kay at one of our meetings in Albany, Oregon in 2010, which was our founding year. So ever since then, things have never been the same. I am a huge fan of Kay. She has done so much for our organization. Her heart is in the right place. She's so giving and generous and uplifting and an inspiration to all our cowgirls, because we're about empowering our women, getting them together, getting them out and motivated, and sharing this love that we all have of these crazy four-legged creatures. So it's great to be here.
You are so sweet.
Welcome. We're so happy to have you with us tonight. And, of course, we know in 2010, you all awarded Kay with the High Point Cowgirl Award. Is that correct?
That is correct. And what we do at 40-something Cowgirls is, once you become a member, we have 6 divisions of points. And the gals can earn points basically on participation. This is not judged. We're not like at a horse show. It's very relaxed. This is all about encouraging women to get out and do things that maybe they hadn't experienced before, or trying for the first time, or, you know, going to the movies and stepping out of their comfort zone and meeting new people. So we award these points. But what we do at 40-something is we keep it completely secret. We don't post our points so that, like at an association show, the girls can, you know, point chase, and then it gets kind of cutthroat at the end of the year. We actually have a committee that we've separated the points, so I don't even know until after the first of the year, and I get together with the committee, who is where with points. And I'll have to tell you, the first year, 2010, was pretty exciting because we weren't sure who was going to get what. We award a High Point saddle for our national cowgirls, and we award a High Point saddle for our national queens, and then we have custom buckles, tack, clothing, so on down the line. And we didn't know. We had no idea. And so we get together with the committee. We start calculating points. And Kay was such an inspiration because she got out there and she did it. And I remember, Kay, you'll have to forgive me on this one, but I remember you saying, well, I've got 2 hips that are replaced, and I'm up there swinging over, you know. And we were like, well, but they're new hips, Kay. And she'd be like, yeah, but still. And so we would all kind of laugh about that. And at the end of the day, when we finished calculating the points and the high point saddle for our cowgirl went to Kay, it was such a surprise. Although I had known she had been so involved all year, and she had, you know, started another chapter in Junction City and got those girls spurred on, and it was just amazing. She called, and she had heard, and she cried, and I cried, and it's a big cry fest, you know, but it was amazing, and I have to say she continues to be an inspiration to all our cowgirls every year, and she's just an amazing member.
Well, thank you so much, Christy. This is Kay back again.
Yep.
And I just have to jump in and say that I was so thrilled, and I knew that I was kind of working toward it. I am, as you knew, a little bit on the competitive order, and I had a few events out at my place, and I helped to get a lot of people to join. I was so enthusiastic about the organization, and it's kind of was neat because I don't mind saying how old I am. I'm 78, and I do have artificial hips. At that time, I was 75. And when they first met me, I'm sure that most people thought I was just kind of be on the sidelines and not do too much. And so it was fun. I like to think that I help people realize that age doesn't have to be a detriment to achieving your goals.
We all thought you were lying about your age from the get-go. So, I mean, we're like, there's no way that she's that age. So.
Absolutely. This is Vicki. I've never met anyone that has ever been any younger than you, Kay. You have always portrayed that. You are just amazing. I'm honored to know you.
Oh, you are so sweet.
And that's why we say she's 40-something and holding. We don't really reveal our age. We're all just holding because 40 passed a long time ago.
Christy, I'm right there with you. We're holding.
I hated that Becky. Drawing.
Can you guys hear me okay?
Yes.
I just wanted to take a quick moment and say and greet our other co-host tonight. She did show up. She is online.
Hello,
Donalyn, are you there? Donalyn, are you there? I know she's calling in from Vegas, so she might be trying to find a quiet spot to talk.
Right, that could be. I mean, Donalyn's been on the road and, of course, getting ready for the NFR, and it's a huge event for Western Wishes. But we were so in hope. Donalyn, are you there?
Her mic is hot. It says that she's on, ladies, so just so you know, her mic is hot, so maybe she's muted. Continue.
Well, we'll go ahead and wait for Donalyn to pop on, but I know I did have a question. Kay, you were telling me on Sunday when we talked a little bit about the son behind the action here. He had something to do with all of this coming together for you, did he not?
Well, yes. My son is a wonderful person who's always been supportive of me as well as I've been supportive of him. At the time that Carl had cancer, was a really tough time in our family. Greg had a divorce that he didn't want, and he was very heartbroken about, and found out about just exactly within a week, I believe, of when we found out Carl had cancer. Greg came home and helped me through a really tough time and was there for me. He saw me through the little adolescence period that I had after that, with humor and we have a very close relationship, I would say, for a mother and son. And so when I was asked to be on this program, I immediately thought of Greg, who's always been there to back me up and to support me in everything that I do. And I'm very proud of him. He's a retired rodeo clown. He's a retired professional bull rider. And he's just been great for me, and he encouraged me to continue to do things. He insisted I get on Facebook, and I'm, most of you know I spend way too much time on it now, so that's his fault.
Well, thanks, Mom. Thanks, Mom, for the kind words. You have been a huge inspiration to me, too. You know, it's not too many people in their mid-70s win Rookie of the Year in competition. I'd like to tell one quick story probably from 30-some years ago. She was never afraid to try things. We were the little punk and rolling in the Santa Ana, Alberta. And, you know, I made her run around the track, the horse track, the day before. And so her legs were kind of stiff and sore, and there had been an injury in the race, and they needed a jockey for the mile-and-a-half derby. And we'd seen all the big gopher holes in the track, but, you know, she volunteered and rode this racehorse and had the lead, and all she could think about, her legs were giving out, and she remembered, you know, the whole herd was behind her there, but she came through and won the Santa Derby back many years ago. So she wasn't afraid to try most anything.
Well, that's one I'd kind of forgotten about, Greg, but that was quite a day. Then I wrote a story about it for the Western Horseman and got paid for that, so I did okay.
Oh, gosh. You know, this is Vicki Kay, Greg. It's wonderful, and there is something special about a mother and a son relationship. I think that we remain close throughout the years. But, Greg, it's so wonderful that you've been there for your mom all these years. And, of course, I know she's always been a huge supporter of you. And, again, that goes back to the heart and it all about, you know, being able to take a chance and a gamble and saying, Lord, you come in and you direct my life. And, you know, second and third chances are wonderful. You guys are an inspiration to everyone.
Well, thank you, Vicki.
I agree.
Well, it's been fun joining in here, and hope to see you down in Vegas here in a few days.
Are you guys all going to Vegas? Well, before we get too close to close, we have about 5 minutes left. And
hey, this is Donna Lynn. Can I butt in?
Donna Lynn. Yes. We have about 5 minutes, Donna Lynn.
Okay, I'm standing here, and I want you to say hi to Charlie Sampson. He's standing right here at the Gold Buckle Gala.
Whoa,
Charlie.
Charlie.
Oh, my goodness, Charlie. This is Becky. How are you?
Hi, Becky. Oh, this is Becky.
Becky and Vicki.
Oh, hello, Becky and Vicki. This is Charles Sampson hanging out with Donna Lynn at the NFR. Wishing you guys were close around. Where are you? Where are they?
Well, I tell you what, Charles. Vicki, I'm in Lansing. Yep, in Texas. Becky's in Washington. Kay and Greg are in Oregon.
Wow, you're from my part of the country, my dear. My part of the country. Well, love all you guys. Wish you guys were here.
Well, we'll be there in a few days.
Oh, that's right. Vicki's coming. That's right. She got her booth.
Yeah. I'll look for you up too, Charlie.
Who's this?
This is Greg Deering.
Hey, Greg. Hey, how you doing, old buddy?
Yeah, I haven't seen you for quite a while.
Well, you need to get out. Come see us. Stop being like that.
Well, we'll
now,
look you up.
She made it out.
Thanks
you
so
gotta
much.
Here. You'll see a bunch of old people. I mean, you'll see a bunch of people your age.
Thanks, darling.
All right, well, they're good to start. Congratulations, Kate.
Well, thank
we'll
you,
see
Charlie.
You in a bit. All right, my dear. Love you guys.
Love you.
Love you, too, Charlie. Bye-bye.
Thanks so much.
All right, bye-bye.
Donna Lynn, thanks so much for chiming in. Well, I don't know if she's hung up or not.
She may have hung up. I mean, we are so excited to have Donna Lynn in Vegas. And so this is great. Charlie Sampson, that's awesome.
Yeah, well, that's
okay,
great.
So,
and for those
we're
who
all
don't
around
know.
The table. Yeah, what year is it? What year did he win? Oh, my goodness. I'm really quoting myself now.
Year.
I don't remember right off the top of my head. I should Google it here real quick.
Isn't it terrible? I remember more when his ear got ripped off and running than I do.
Oh my god!
I was in the announcer stand at Reading that year, and I was so freaked out over it as a little girl. I was like, "Oh my gosh, how's he gonna hear?" And the parents went to the hospital. And like, oh my goodness! Anyway, that was a blessing to have him come on, and it's been blessing to have Miss Kay and Greg on. And we have about 3 minutes left, and before we get too far gone, I wanted to see if Christy would really quickly tell our audience how they can find you via Facebook, Internet, and how to contact you if they're interested in becoming part of 40-something Cowgirls.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you so much. 40somethingcowgirls.com is our main website, or you can find us in a search. You could do 40-something Cowgirls. And you will probably be filled up with all of our chapter pages, which will be in all different areas of the country. We're in Oregon, Arizona, Georgia, Ohio, Texas. Or just go facebook.com/40somethingcowgirls.
Thank you, gals.
And God bless you all for doing what you're doing. And very honored to be invited to join you girls tonight. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Christy.
Christy, thank you for having you. Well, we've got about 3 minutes left, so I'm going to let Aunt Vicki just round it out with Kay, and then we're going to say goodnight. And before we go, I just really want to make sure that I say thank you to our main sponsor of 4 Radio, and that's the Ambassador Program. And that is a program that we have launched that is renewing and empowering and healing women that have suffered from abuse, suffered from traumatic stress, suffered from sexual abuse, any type of abuse you can think of. Our program takes these ladies through it and heals them by the Word of God and renews them so that they can truly be ambassadors for Christ and be examples to the world. Without that program, we would not be airing with you tonight, so we just thank you so much for the Ambassador Program. And so I'm going to just say that. And then Aunt Vicki, do you have anything else you would like to say to end out the show tonight before we go?
Absolutely, Becky. Again, you know, thank you for the Ambassador Program, Maria, for everyone involved. We're so grateful to be part of Soul Sister. Also, before we close out with Kay, I just want to let everyone, all our listeners, know we will be in Las Vegas at the National Finals Rodeo next week. So look for some special broadcasts from there. And also, our good friend Crystal Lyons will be going down the road with Crystal, and she'll be back next week with some of her words of wisdom. She's a blessing. Kay, Greg, we love you. Thank you so much for being part of our family and being our guest tonight on She's Gone Country with Becky.
Thank you.
Well, thank you, Becky. That's certainly our pleasure. Keep up the good work.
We'll be sure. We have about 2 minutes, so I just want to make sure you know, Kay, that we will be following you. So anytime you have some new and exciting events that you've done, make sure you let us know. Make sure that so we're able to post it, because we like to make sure that we're keeping in contact with all of our guests. And, you know, we'll chime in anytime you want. You know, you have such an extensive cluster of knowledge that can be shared with all of our listeners and our guests. So please feel free to chime in anytime. We love hearing you talk. You're beautiful. Greg, love you. Thank you for coming on and encouraging your mother to do this, because what a testimony she is to other women to know that age is just a number and your spirit is as young as you want it to be. So thank you for that.
Well, thanks for having us and inviting me to participate. I did double check. Charlie was a 1982 World Champion Bull Rider.
Perfect. Good.
Wow, that's awesome. That's awesome. Well, I am just going to, we got about a minute left, so I'm just going to do a quick close and prayer, and we will see you guys all on the road as we head to Las Vegas next week. Father, we thank you so much for our guest tonight. We thank you for the time that we can share and gather around and just visit with each other, Lord, and bring glory to your name and let others know what we in the Western world are doing to keep you at the forefront of our lives and the way that we are raised at the forefront of our lives. So just thank you for the opportunity to be your vessel in your time, Lord. And we just ask that the listeners are blessed, that our guests are blessed, and that you would just keep us all safe as we go from here, and that you would just continue to impart into our lives, Lord, what it is you have for us, your will, your purpose, because you care about everything, whether it's rodeo, ministry, our children, whatever the case may be, you care about everything, and you have purposed many things in our hearts, and we thank you for that. We love you. In Jesus' precious name we pray, amen. Everyone, have a great night, and we will see you next week on She's Gone Country with Becky.
I want to take a moment to just
give a special thank you to our show sponsors, ImageCoach.com, Soul Sister Enterprise, the Law Office of Corrine R. Walson, and to our station sponsors, Heart4.com and 4 International, where we elevate and empower those who are overcoming adversity.
4Radio.com.